USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Attorney General William Barr is scheduled to hold a morning news conference to discuss the special counsel's Russia report in advance of handing it over to Congress before noon Eastern Time. Indiana Congressman Andre Carson says he understands special counsel Robert Mueller's intentions.
I think what Director Mueller has essentially done, since the president hasn't been indicted, he's really left the task up to Congress. After we review the legal nuance and after we comb through this report, he's left the task of indictment. If there is a cause for indictment, he's left it up to Congress.
The New York Times reports the Justice Department has had numerous conversations with White House lawyers about the Mueller report before its release. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 3 points, the S&P 500 down 6, and the NASDAQ down 4 points. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
After a deadly weekend where dozens of tornadoes plowed through the South, we're now beginning another onslaught of storms. 3 more days of very dangerous weather in the same areas. At least 3 tornadoes were reported in the Texas Panhandle and Oklahoma. WBBM-TV meteorologist Megan Glaros has more information.
The severe thunderstorm watch right now, it extends from Texas all the way up through Oklahoma into Kansas, parts of Missouri as well. They have just extended that as we're starting to see some storms popping farther north.
At least 29 people are dead. Another 28 are injured following a tour bus crash on Portugal's Madeira Island. The BBC's Allison Roberts says the bus was carrying German tourists.
The bus came off the road and is now lying on its side. And the local mayor said that people who were killed were projected from the bus.
Authorities say there were no children among the dead. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Many schools in the Denver area were closed due to a possible threat from a Florida woman. USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
A manhunt for a Florida woman allegedly infatuated with Columbine High School, who forced schools in Denver to close after threatening violence, came to an end Wednesday morning after authorities say she was found dead in the mountains west of Denver. Former FBI Assistant Director Bill Gavin tells Fox News, based on what we know right now, the schools in Denver made a good decision to close based on the threats.
All the schools need to be notified. Parents need to be notified. And it appears that everybody did the right thing in the Colorado school districts out there to keep the kids at home. If you're going to make a mistake, make it in favor of something good happening, not something bad happening.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
T-Mobile and Sprint are set to merge, but that may not happen. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The Justice Department may not allow the $26 billion merger between T-Mobile and Sprint to take place, as reports are officials from the Justice Department have told both companies the deal could still be rejected. However, a final decision on the giant merger has not been made. Lawmakers and consumer groups have been pushing for the merger to be scrapped, saying it would cut the number of nationwide wireless carriers from 4 down to 3. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.